BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Has our listener Kamala found the man she lost at Glastonbury yet? Also, real or no real with our listener Toby, who's 11, and some fart pants have arrived. But do they really make your windbreaking odour free? We test them out.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Tell you what, I'm in a proper Friday mood today.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
It's a little bit cheeky today, it feels.
I feel, yeah. Track of the day from Cassius and Ryan Tedder coming up. I may have just announced the last song wrong, by the way. Several people are going, are you okay, hun?
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird the way you said it.
It's not Three Cookers Burning, is it?
No.
It's Kungs versus Cooking on Three Burners. That was a mistake, but I am actually okay.
But you sort of looked at
the tongue.
You looked at me in a weird way and you're like, Three Cookers Burning.
But I committed to it by
then.
I'd committed to it by then.
I'm doing it wrong.
Just said it with confidence. Three Cookers Burning, of course, is part of that famous Christmas song. Five gold rings, four lords are leaping, three cookers burning.
Oh, yeah, lords are leaping. What's going on?
You're a lord of leaping. Yesterday.
It's not three cooking burning or whatever.
Three cookers burning,
yeah,
not that. Yesterday, we had Kiko Bunn on Innuendo Bingo.
Legend.
He was great.
Yes. He really was. And actually, he's never been on the show before, and we weren't 100% sure what to expect from him.
No.
He was decent.
I got a text last night from one of our bosses going, pleased to let you know that Kiko Bunn is now very dry and drinking in a pub in Waterloo.
Oh, nice.
Just spotted him.
He had the umbrella hat as well.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
Very nice. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube if you want to have a look. Next, we're going to Women's Hour on BBC 4. Water, please. Kiko, you've been to Jamaica, right?
Uh-huh.
While you were there, did you ever wake up to this?
And Angie went on to star in the TV programme Get Up, Stand Up. She toured widely to lots of acclaim in her stand-up shows. And she wrote a hit play called Funny Black Women on the Edge. I talked to her when she was in Jamaica and she got up at dawn's crack to talk to us.
Oh, my days. No, I didn't.
The umbrella hat was a real nice touch. Have a look on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Kiko Bunn, Innuendo Bingo from yesterday. It was a good one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It worries me how much people take notice of what we say sometimes and wait for things to be announced until they do anything about it.
Like what?
Ellie in Salisbury's been on. Hey, lads, when is Ladies' Day? It's getting to the point now where I want to wear shortish dresses on nights out, and I still haven't heard the announcement from you about when to get the razor out. I know the weather's quite bad today, but I'm hoping you can look past this so that I can go to the chapel tomorrow with smooth legs. It's not just for ladies. Like it's for everyone. It's at that point where you just have to have a little prune. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm worried that we've missed it.
Well, it's hard to tell. Someone was saying that this time last year...
It was boiling.
It was a massive heat wave.
I
think it was Tina saying that this morning on Grimmy Show.
Yeah. So, Ellie, apologies. I think I may have actually missed Ladies' Day. Because it's normally a lot earlier, but the weather has been proper rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We keep talking on this show about wanting to do some alternative commentary for the Euros this year on the red button in the hope that someone at BBC Sport will one day hear it and just give us one chance. We did it 2 years ago for the World Cup and some people enjoyed it. I see, Chris, you've really taken matters into your own hand there on your Twitter. I've just noticed this.
Yeah, I thought what I'd do is do a quick referendum. So I've basically got one of those, you know, those Twitter polls that I like doing at the moment.
You're obsessed with those.
I love them. They're new to me. I didn't realise that any normal person could do a Twitter poll.
Right, so what are they saying? Oh, I've just got it here. Should bosses let Scott Mills and Chris Stark do an alternative commentary at Euros 2016? Are you in? Do commentary. Or out? Don't do commentary.
Yeah.
And
let the people...
Decide.
Well, not decide, because it's not up to them, is it?
No, it's not. But still got to go through some of the sport.
What we're trying to get is BBC Sport and bosses here to notice this kind of thing.
A lot of votes, thousands of votes.
Yeah.
88% are voting in at the moment. Do commentary.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got something I want to share with you, Scott.
Go.
Happened at the tennis yesterday. It's awesomeness.
At Wimbledon's.
At Wimbledon, yeah. So it's a player called Viktor Troicki. And he had this massive outburst. You know the kind you have when you're really hungry? You're not yourself when you're hungry.
What, me?
Well, Viktor Troicki in this instance.
No, you mean when I'm hungry, I go a bit...
I think everyone's the same. When you're not yourself when you're hungry.
I know what you mean.
This guy needed one of those chocolate bars.
Right.
Check out this for an outburst.
Okay.
So basically, he thought the serve was out, right? But the umpire then overruled it.
Oh, no. Here we go.
And that's the start of it. Just that noise there.
Just that noise.
It's so good. So basically, the situation in this game is then that gave the Spaniard the match point. So this player then grabs the ball, takes it to the umpire to basically say, look, there's no white on the ball. That, you know, it clearly hasn't touched the line.
Come on, please, look at it. What? What? Look at it.
Oh, wow, he's angry.
Screaming at the umpire.
Look at it.
Also, you know what Wimbledon's like? It's really unusual behaviour for Wimbledon.
Well, it's very frowned upon, isn't it?
Very frowned upon. He's proper losing at the umpire. So basically, there's no white on the balls.
Yeah.
So he's saying it didn't clip the line.
Yeah.
Next thing he does is hit the ball out of the court in anger. Proper spanks it.
Like a strop. Worst umpire ever in the world.
He sounds like a child, isn't he?
What are you doing? Did you see the ball? You're so bad.
Worst umpire in the world ever.
You just can't do that at Wimbledon.
So basically, this guy loses the game.
Oh, no.
Not good. And really goes for the umpire.
Ever, do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? You're horrible!
Horrible!
Oh, wow.
What are you doing?
So good. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
On yesterday's show, we talked to our listener, Kamala, and we were saying about people who have lost stuff at Glastonbury. It's all over Facebook. I've lost a wallet. I've lost a jacket. I've lost my umbrella. People trying to get stuff back.
Yeah, there's a fair few of these Facebook pages as well, all set up for that exact reason. But I think fair play to them, Scott. You know, they're just doing their best to get their things back.
Now, Kamala was a bit different because she'd lost a boy at Glastonbury. She met him while having a bit of a dance. Then they had a little bit of a kiss and went back to his tent. But then she went to sleep, he went back out to party, and then in the morning she left the tent, he still wasn't there, and had taken none of his details. So she doesn't know how to get hold of this guy.
And she didn't remember where the tent was to go back later to go say hello again.
No, she wasn't even completely convinced of his name.
He has links to the Essex area, she thinks.
He's in construction, and she thinks his name is Alex. So Chris came up with a genius idea yesterday of Kamala drawing an eFit photo so she could show us what he looks like from what she remembers, like the ones they have on Crime Watch, to see if anyone knew him and maybe would get in touch, or maybe even him himself. Mm. And we put it on the Radio 1 Twitter, and yeah, it got a fantastic response.
Oh, an incredible response, Scott. I mean, we've been using the hashtag FindAlex for obvious reasons, but the eFit itself, Radio 1 Twitter, I mean, some amazing comments underneath. One person says he looks exactly like, you know, Space Raiders, the crisps. The picture on the front of them. I do actually see that. But my favourite thing is loads of people who've been tagging their mates in there, claiming that they are Alex.
Yeah.
There's this one guy who has taken a picture of his mate. His mate clearly doesn't look like he wants his picture taken, but he does look like Alex with the facial hair.
Anyone with like short brown hair and a bit of a beard, their mates are like, let me take a picture, you look just like him. It's obviously not him, it's just some bloke with a beard.
And loads of people have been sort of taking the eFit and superimposing it on other pictures, that kind of thing.
Yeah. He doesn't have much of a nose on the eFit, does he really?
No. No, he doesn't.
Hi, Kamala.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. I do have to say, I drew that very quickly in 5 minutes at work, so...
I think it's great.
Yeah, ignore the haters.
Thank you. I do think it does look similar.
Right.
Well, he looks similar. Like a very pleasant guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got kindness in his eyes.
Yeah, he does.
So what are all your mates saying about this? You must be the talk of the town.
My friend was listening with her dad, and apparently her dad just came in and said, oh my God, what's she doing? I guess it is a bit ridiculous, but why not?
Have we got any leads on this then, Kamala? Has anyone been getting in touch?
Well, I mean, a few people have obviously posted pictures of people who they think it could be.
Yeah.
But sadly not. I would say the height was about 6'4", like very tall.
Ah.
So that might narrow it down a bit as well.
Okay, yes, we didn't have the info yesterday, did we?
Mm. No, no.
Did you have a flashback when you drew the ether?
Yeah, I also have a pair of socks that belong to the mystery person.
Yes. Right. Awesome. It's like
so
Cinderella.
I could take a photo of the sock.
Well, why have you kept your socks?
Mine were muddy and wet.
Do you sniff them?
Yeah.
Chris.
It was a question I had to ask.
Of course not.
You're so weird.
No, it's... Yeah, it sounded weird when I said it.
Well, that instantly made it really weird.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hmm. Sorry about that, Kamala.
Take that back.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
This could be a good new bit of evidence, though. Like, can you send us a picture of the socks?
Okay, I will do. Yeah, maybe his mum might notice, or, you know.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, regular black socks.
Are they not?
Well, they're large.
No. They are. Yeah, you'll see when I send them to you.
Oh, no, they haven't got days of the week on them.
No. And sadly, no name sewn in them.
Right.
My friend said, oh, have a look for a name, but no.
Do you know what we've been getting? We've been getting a lot of fake Alexes.
Yeah, I've seen, yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
And those people, you know, they're not helping, are they?
No, not really.
Like Andy from Essex, you're not helping. Guys, it isn't me, but she sounds hot, so I'm putting myself forward.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Doesn't help.
No. I mean, I haven't actually given any details about myself, but I'm sure that the person, if they heard, they'll know who I am.
Okay, so new information then on this. So we've got these. How big are the socks?
Well, I haven't measured them, but I reckon they're sort of like, looking at size 13.
Is that big? What's that?
Bigfoot?
Medium or large?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's quite tall. I don't know.
Well, it's the same size as your feet.
Oh, feet size 13? Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm guessing that would be around that size, yeah.
I thought you were talking like waist sizes or something. It was like... Because I don't know how that works. It's literally, you get medium or large socks.
Well, no, you get socks to fit, yeah. Like, what size shoe you are.
So, mate, you're
so weird today.
Size 13 feet.
Yes.
I'm just guessing in proportion to height.
Well, I'm understanding why you want to get back in touch.
With the information you gave, we should draw a full-bodied e-fit.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
Listen, here's what I worry is you met him and I reckon if we actually do find Alex, I worry he's not actually going to live up to the e-fit. I think what you've got is a snapshot in your mind from that evening and it's like the perfect guy.
It's possible, but no, I don't know. Obviously, when you're at Glastonbury, you're in the kind of vibe, but we did spend quite a lot of time together.
Yeah.
And he did spend most of his time trying not to lose me. And I didn't have my phone, so there was like no way of contact with the artist and my number.
Yeah.
So,
have you got anything else of his?
No, that's it.
That's
all I took. Yeah.
Do you know who else has got size 13 feet?
No.
Stephen Fry.
Oh, no, it wasn't him. No, definitely not. No.
Or Gerard Butler, also size 13.
Definitely wasn't him. No.
All right, so our initial find Alex hasn't found the Alex yet. So what we ask is, if you know anyone from the Essex area, measure their feet. We're looking for big feet here, right?
I mean, don't even measure them, just look down. Like, just look down more and see how big they are.
Beard and massive feet.
Really tall, sort of longish beard. Something to do with construction.
Bit face like a space raider.
Yeah.
Packet.
Minimal nose.
Yeah, it was a really nice nose. I just felt like just needed to put the nostrils in and you get the whole picture.
I'm not harping back to the sniffing thing for anything sinister.
No,
but what I'm
let's
saying
move
is,
away from
does
it.
He have a smell there? Is there is
to
there
be honest,
some kind
the
of
the whole of Glastonbury smelt? So
no, but what?
Know.
No, what I'm no where I'm going with this though is what we should do is get some search dog to sniff the socks.
Uh-huh.
And then send the dog out to go find Alex.
Send the dog out to Essex. he might not even be in Essex still. He originates from Essex. Are you not listening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's not taking this seriously.
Exactly, and I know that you really are.
I'm brainstorming.
I really am. Yeah, this has to happen.
Okay, Kamala, I await the picture of the socks, and we're going to get this sorted somehow. We've
Good,
got
thank
to.
Thank you. Yeah, even if this has to go worldwide.
Yeah, we're in too deep now.
Okay, yeah, we're in this together.
All right, I'll speak to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. I still can't really believe that you asked our girl who's looking for the man she met at Glastonbury if she sniffed his socks.
It was the question everyone was thinking. As soon as she said she had his socks, my first thought was, have you sniffed them?
Okay, well, Tom from Harpenden would like to get involved with this chat. He says only a sock sniffer would accuse others of the act of sock sniffing. You try saying
only
that.
Only a what?
Only a sock sniffer would accuse others of the act of sock sniffing. I have big respect for you, Chris Stark, but this could be a game changer.
Of course it's not a game changer.
You
if you were
sniffer.
In that situation, you'd sniff the socks. 100%. Mm.
Only a sock sniffer would accuse others
You're
of the act
sniffer.
Of sock sniffing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris off of Hemel Hempstead's been on saying, I'm guessing the next time you two go out together, you'll be trying to work out who else in the pub is a sock sniffer.
No, here's my theory.
She's definitely one.
No, I think everyone is. What I'm saying is, if we're all honest here, right, and you found a random pair of socks, probably the first thing you would do is sniff them.
I don't agree.
It's an animalistic thing. It's just something that's ingrained in us from cavemen times.
It's what humans do.
It's just what humans do. It's one of those, you can deny it all you want, but you all sniff them.
Okay, right, so here's an experiment. If I was to put a random pair of socks in a corner of a Radio 1 studio and we put a camera on it and filmed it, do you reckon that people would go up and go, oh? And
yes.
And the first thing they would do is sniff them.
I'm saying if the studio was empty
they
were left on their own, let's say there's a DJ in here, who should we say? Should we say Mr. Jam?
Right.
Is in this studio, right? And he sees a pair of socks in the corner. He is going to go and sniff those socks. That's what I'm saying. It's human behaviour.
All right, well, we're going to test this at some point on the show because I don't believe that I would sniff them. I don't think I would. Yesterday, Craig David went to Wimbledon with Greg James. And what a show. It was his first ever Wimbledon. They did loads of really quite fun stuff, actually. It was a really good show yesterday. Remember last year we were there, weren't we?
Yeah.
It was actually a beautiful day, that was. We did the breakfast show. We were there, sat on Judy Murray's mound. So good.
Yeah. We really just soaked it all in. It's a wonderful place to be, Wimbledon. It's just a sort of magical atmosphere there, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is.
Do you know what I mean? You can feel it in the air. It's one of those events as well. Sort of everyone gets a little bit posh with it and dresses up for
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Even if they're not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look at us.
Yeah.
They even got to commentate on the bit of the Murray match yesterday. So they got like proper good access. And then Greg asked Craig to do some commentary to the Murray match in a UK garage style.
All right. What a great smash. Oh, great. And a great return from Andy Murray.
15 love,
but wasn't so great because... He's down, 15. Okay, hold tight. Hold tight, all the Wimbledon goers. Here we go. What a great forehand smash, Andy Murray holding it together. Screaming it faster. Oh, do you see how fast it was? It was like 119 miles per hour. I mean, scream if you want to get faster with that.
All the videos are on the Radio 1 Facebook page. It looks like they had a right laugh yesterday.
It sounded like he was sort of running a waltzer at times. It wasn't so much garage. Screw if you want to go faster.
Radio 1 Facebook page for those videos of Craig David with Greg at Wimbledon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
James Milton Keynes, 24, yes.
Yeah, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right. Yes, yeah. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to see you sober.
Yeah, nice to see you sober, yeah. So what's your story, James?
Well, I'm self-appointed friend of the show. Been on a couple of times before.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent. What have you done before?
I've been on the Who game a couple of times. Got invited to the last one, but I was in a meeting, so I'd say no.
Oh, that's annoying. How's Milton Keynes today? Lots of roundabouts still?
Yeah, still got them.
Excellent.
Still
not been,
good.
Not been for a while, actually. I might need to take a trip soon.
Yeah, they've not moved them. They're still there.
And James, what are you up to this weekend then?
I'm off to Newquay for my girlfriend's brother's stag.
Yes. You'll be popping into Senor Dicks, won't you?
Maybe
you don't know what that means.
Maybe a bit of Dirty Bertie's if you're keen.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been, so we'll have to see.
Right, a couple of top tips for you there, James. Take note.
Yeah, I'll go on your usual travel recommendations, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scott's winning at bangers this week. In fact, he's won, technically, because he's 3-1 up. So I'm playing this one for pride, James. I need your help, okay?
Yeah. All right.
What have you got?
Okay, I've got a good one today. Let's fly away, drive away, get away. Dizzy Rascal, Holiday, what a tune. You know you want it. Did you just who no. my banger's choice?
It was on the show last week, on the breakfast show.
How dare you?
You are coming on Holiday, though, to Newquay this weekend.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But
that's
I've got this. Yes. DJ Fresh, Rita Ora, Hot Right Now. Don't shake your head at me.
Good song. No, it's a good song. Mm. Fine.
Is it because you know you've lost?
Definitely not. No, I'm not going to lose this today. James, tell Scott I'm not going to lose. Come on.
It's tough. I mean, like everyone says, I usually go with Chris. I mean, his song choices musically are technically, well better. But
Scott, I wish you could see Scott's face.
But I do like a bit of cheese, and Scott brings out the absolute stinking bishops. So it's a tough one today.
Is it a cheese? It is a cheese. Don't question me. I know my cheese.
I have already made my mind up, so it's a little bit difficult to sort of long this out a bit. But
no, don't you have to?
it's a tough choice. But I think today I'm going to have to go with. Gonna go with Chris today.
Carlton says, right choice today on Bangers. Definitely need summer holiday vibes in this actual torrential rain. It is actual summer, by the way, in case you didn't know. It's July now. What the? Dizzy Rascal is perfect, says Emily, and the girls off to Bath for a hen do. Also, we have got Mark from Ashby saying, top choice today. It was the right decision. Has Alex been found yet off of Glastonbury? No, we did an update earlier. Good choice on Bangers today. I mean, yeah. You had that one, I think, all along.
Yeah, close week, this one.
Very close.
3-2 to you, though. Well done.
And thank you. The Bangers will return. They will resume on Monday at 2:40. I tell you what, Radio 1 has got some excellent playlist additions this week. All this lot you'll be hearing in the next 7 days and onwards. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, great news, Chris.
What's that?
I've been waiting for them for ages. The fart pants have arrived.
Oh, wow. You followed through on something. No, what I mean is, like, normally you say you're going to get these things and you don't often, I'm trying to think of a different phrase for it.
I would just leave it there. This is flatulence filtering underwear. So we need to try these out. Look, they look like just normal. They look like normal pants. Right. Like the pair of boxer shorts that you would wear, I imagine. But they have a special cloth, a back panel that absorbs flatulent odours so that when you fart, it don't stink.
So is this one pair for me and one pair for you?
I believe so, yes.
And, is it really necessary to wear these pants? What's the aim here?
So you won't smell.
Is it if you're in a relationship with someone that you can kind of
basically
make things nicer?
You can fart away as much as you want. They're not going to smell a thing. That's what they claim to do anyway.
But I think that trains you the wrong way because then you're just going to fart with real confidence, right?
And then you'll forget that you're not wearing them.
And then most days of the week you won't be wearing them, yeah, and you'll be wearing different ones and it'll all go wrong.
You just make all of your pants fart-free ones.
So are these the kind of things Tim Peake would have worn up in space?
I imagine so, yes. There we are, a special activated carbon back panel that absorbs odours.
That's nuts, isn't it? I mean, this really is NASA-style stuff.
I blooming love science.
But it does make sense, doesn't it? Because if you're on the space station...
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a problem.
Oh, awful.
I don't know how it works with gravity and
I'm saying after three, we try these out in some kind of confined space to see if they work. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So we've got these fart pants sent to us that were mentioned on Real or No Real a few weeks back. It's flatulence filtering underwear. There's a special back panel of the pants that absorbs any kind of smell.
You say sent to us. Is this where someone thought that it would just be something that we like?
Yeah.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, if you break wind in these chaps, no smell at all.
Yeah. So, I get the impression these aren't sent to other DJs, you know. I don't think Annie Mac would have received some of these.
No. So obviously, I think the right thing to do now is to try these out and see if these work. Because it says no smell.
Are they soundproof as well, a couple of people have asked?
That's the thing they need to do next, because no, you'll still hear it. They need some kind of built-in muffler. But I think we need to find like a confined space somewhere like small. I'm saying the BBC lifts.
I don't know if I'm dreaming this at the moment. Talk me through what you're thinking of a plan and then let's decide if we do this.
Okay, right. Famously, nobody likes it when somebody farts in a lift, correct?
Correct.
So that's where you're going to head in a minute.
In the pants.
Yeah. So if you just pop these on for me. not for me. I mean, just so we can do the experiment.
I don't know. I don't understand the rules at this place sometimes.
Okay. So basically, you find a little private space, put on these fart pants, and
right,
then just
and
let
then go
one
to a lift, and then how's it working
well,
from there on in?
Let one go with confidence.
Oh, this is such a stupid idea.
I want to see if they work. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Radio 1. Chris, where are you?
Hi, Scott. I've just got into the lift. You know, the big glass lifts here at the BBC.
Yeah. Everyone from the BBC uses these lifts.
Everyone, yeah. It's a bit like a lucky dip as well as to who comes in and who joins you in the lift. It's a funny one, isn't it? Because every now and then you get a famous person that comes in the lift.
You do. It's not often, but occasionally you'll get the odd newsreader. I had Alex Jones from The One Show in my lift the other day.
Your lift.
Are you wearing the special fart pants?
I've got the fart pants on, yeah.
What?
I've got... Well, I can't shout, obviously. It's going down. I've got the fart pants on.
Okay. Now, these are like normal boxer shorts, like normal black boxer shorts, but they have a special carbon cloth that apparently absorbs flatulence odours. What is that music?
It's just the music in the lift. Sorry, there's nothing I can do about that.
Are you in the Radio 3 lift? Because it sounds classical.
It is, you're right. You're bang on brand. It's Radio 3.
Apparently these have been tested out already on BBC News, Fox News and CNN in America. But do they actually work? Are you feeling farty today?
I feel like I've got one brewing, but I'm going to have to force it a little
right.
bit.
And that's always a risky move, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel that way. I've said that a little loud, so what I might do is wait for these people to get out the lift and then... And then we'll start the experiment then. -3 level. Yeah. They're leaving here. I'm always suspicious, Scott, of anyone who gets off at -3. Aren't you? I always just wonder what goes on down here.
Oh, the -3?
Yeah.
I've never been down there. I don't know what happens.
No, I've never been down here as well. That's why I'm a bit suspicious.
-2 level. Doors opening.
So you're going to have a little fart in a minute. Ultimately, if these pants work, nobody will make a ugh face or leave the lift.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And as we know, famously, nobody likes it when someone farts in a lift.
No, they don't. No.
I think you'll be able to tell her if you let one go and do force it, Chris, because otherwise the experiment is pointless. I think if you let one go, you'll be able to see around you whether it's worked or not instantly.
It's interesting doing this in a lift as well, because it's obviously a really confined space.
That's right.
It always is worse in a lift, I find, these kind of things. A bit like being in the bath. For some reason, it's always worse in there as well.
Is there anyone in the lift now?
No, well, actually, the thing is, because the lift's stopping every floor, there's a kind of high number, high recycling level here. So I'm actually in the lift on my own. In a second, right, someone's coming in now.
Just do a cough when someone arrives in the lift.
Yeah.
Fart for me. Fart for me.
I'm trying.
Fart.
Come on. I'm trying.
Fart for me.
Doors opening.
Down.
Fart for me.
I'm trying. Can you stop saying it? Because it's putting me off. It's just, I can't, I don't know if it's stage fright or something. I just can't.
Lift going down.
This is a, I mean, this must be up there with one of the weirdest things you've asked me to do. All eyes are on me.
Oh no.
I can't do it.
Come on. Just one.
No, I really got there. The crowd are encouraging me, but they don't know what I'm trying to do.
Fart for me.
It's really weird. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm trying.
Fart.
I'm trying.
Fart.
I'm trying.
Fart.
I'm trying.
Fart.
Hang on. Oh no, they're all left.
Have you done it?
No, no, no.
Oh God, how long is this going to go on for?
I'm literally on tipping point. Hang on 1 second. What I'm doing is I'm waiting until some more people come in. No offence to you two that have just walked in, but what I'm wait, I'm just going to hang on a second. As long as I don't just keep breathing in. Hang on. Right.
Going up.
Fart.
Yes, it's busy. And it's gone.
Door closing. Oh, I'm relaxed. All fine down there?
I'm just waiting. It'll take a few seconds. No. No, not. I think it's fine.
You think they've worked?
I think it might have worked. Yeah. Are you leaving because I farted? Or?
Oh no.
No, I think she was just getting off on fourth floor.
Oh, don't say that.
That wasn't the plan.
No, I think it's fine. I think they work. Unbelievable science.
So that special carbon cloth that absorbs the fart smell really, really does work.
I think so. Yeah. I can't smell a thing. Anyone else? No, they're just getting off, Scott.
They're going, are they?
Yeah.
You did do a proper one, did you?
Yeah, no, it felt... I mean, I've done better, but I should have...
On demand, not bad.
They should have known. They would have been able to tell.
I've smelt yours before, and I think you would definitely leave.
Strange experiment, this, though. I couldn't do it again.
No?
No, I don't think I could. It's really hard to go on demand.
Okay, job done. Come back.
Job done?
Yeah.
What a job, eh?
I know. One of our strangest experiments yet, I feel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Playing Real or No Real today, it's Toby from Harrogate. Hi, Toby.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris.
Are you right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. So you are 11.
I'm 11, yes.
And you listen to this show quite a lot.
It's my favourite show.
Oh, thanks. So have you come home from school today? Or are you off at the moment?
I'm home ed. I'm home educated.
Oh, home ed. Fabulous.
Yeah.
How does that work technically then? Are you just allowed to take breaks whenever you want?
Well, it does go that I have to... Well, technically I could do nothing, but my mum does make me do work.
Right, like, yeah. Got you.
But technically I could Skype. The law wouldn't be on my shoulder.
But this all good. You oh, wow. But you yeah, it's cool that you can come get involved in a game like this right now though. This is good, Toby.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. Sweet. So you know how Real or No Real works. We just give you a few facts, you just tell us whether they're real or not, and we all have a little discussion about it, all right?
Yeah. All
okay,
good.
Toby, let's play today's game. It's you against Chris.
Canadian pop star Justin Bieber has been spotted surrounded by a large number of fans on Blackpool Beach.
Oh, you know he's done one of his falling overs again.
Has he?
He's so clumsy on stage at the moment. He fell over quite hard, actually. He kind of fell through a trapdoor at a concert a couple of weeks back in Canada.
Mm. Has he actually?
Yeah.
That must have been a bit awkward.
Yeah. It looked like it hurt, but he did that thing of like standing straight up afterwards and going, I'm fine.
I was
going
to say,
fine.
Did he hurt himself?
Did you hear Zayn Malik had a panic attack before he went on stage recently?
I know. I did hear about that.
He did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toby, are you a Justin Bieber fan?
He's okay, but I think his voice is a bit, I don't
annoying.
Know. Yeah. Yeah,
a bit annoying.
All the songs are the same.
Right. Okay. Controversial.
Yeah, but I don't. What's he doing in Blackpool?
Exactly. What is he doing in Blackpool? I know that
I
he's on.
I don't,
He's on a tour at the moment, but I don't know whether he's reached Blackpool. I think, yeah, he fell over again on stage, I think, last night, but I don't know where that was. So it could, I mean, he could have made a flying visit in the private jet to Blackpool.
It could have happened. I'm thinking to myself, if he is in Blackpool, he will be surrounded by a large number of people. Well, so this could be real. I'm going to go real on this one. Toby, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes. It is real. Well, actually, it's not quite real. It's not the real Justin Bieber on Blackpool Beach.
Well, what's going on?
It's a waxwork version of him.
Oh.
Surrounded by fans on his brand new waxwork, which has just been added to the local Madame Tussauds in Blackpool. Mm. So, it's kind of no real.
Well, yeah, it is no real then. Okay, right. Well, that mucks up the scoring, so cheers for that.
Okay, so Toby gets the point and not you. And next,
the world's first television remote control for dogs is now available, so that you can channel surf with your pooch.
Really?
I don't like the word pooch.
No, it's a bit I don't know. Can a dog operate a control? However custom designed it is,
they can fly planes. Toby, there was a program about it on Sky recently.
Oh yeah, I've seen a clip of that actually.
Dogs can fly.
This is one of the ones that you're gonna say is not real, but it actually is real.
Yeah.
Listen a lot.
I think it's quite cool. I think it's quite cool that the dog can get involved in choosing what's on TV, though. There is something.
But will the dog get anything out of seeing a certain program?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I reckon dogs go mad for Emmerdale, just because there's a fair number of dogs on it.
Yeah, I think dogs will probably go either get terrified or really enjoy barking at programmes with other dogs or animals in them.
What do dogs do when other dogs are on TV? Is that weird? Do they go crazy?
I've got a cat called Henry. I've got two, Benji and Henry. But Henry like growls at stuff, like if he sees a slug or something, or a fly.
Growls?
Yeah, he growls. He goes like...
Okay, got you.
Like a slug. And he looks like there was a sort of a brown wolverine thing called a wolverine.
Mm.
He looked at it like he was like...
Yeah, went mad for it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I also reckon when Crufts is on, that's going to be an issue because dog's going to... Crufts for a dog is like the Euros for me. Do you know what I mean? They're going to constantly want it on.
Yeah.
Difficult to live with that.
Won't they find it like... won't they find it like competition?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I don't like them. They're doing better than me. They're in Crufts.
But, I mean, someone must have done this, made a television remote for dogs, because you can get everything for dogs. So I reckon this is real.
Yeah, I'm going with you, Chris. I'm saying it's real.
So you're saying real, there is now a remote control TV for dogs, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
That one is real.
Yes, it's the dog remote. It allows dogs to control the TV by themselves when owners leave the room. It's made with extra large buttons and features a blue and yellow colour scheme due to dogs' colourblind eyesight. And also, launching soon, a one-off spoof of Gogglebox featuring a completely dog cast called Dogglebox.
Dogglebox? Why don't they call it Doggybox?
Oh!
That's on soon.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real, this.
Music superstar Adele demanded her own song lyrics be handwritten onto every single piece of confetti that was released during her headline set at this year's Glastonbury Festival.
That is labour-intensive.
But there will be thousands of
them. Yeah. No, what I'm saying is this even feasible? Who is there's better things to do to make a set better than just writing on the...
Yeah,
confetti?
But she's Adele. She can do what she wants.
Adele's
she wants
got all the money.
Yeah, fair enough. There is enough people. With enough money, you can do anything, basically.
Yeah, but so on a single piece of confetti, like, can you get lyrics on them? It'd be a bit of a squeeze.
The song on one piece of confetti.
Yeah.
I doubt that. You could maybe do like the main line or something.
Yeah, but it's still thousands of bits of confetti. To hand write it would be, it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. A printing is a bit more feasible.
It is.
You can print a logo on like something and they do that with every single thing. It's no different from that.
Toby, I've been thinking this about you whilst I've been listening to you, that you are probably going to end up being a Radio 1 DJ at some point.
Yeah,
and I reckon this is...
I'm after your job.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
And also... this
And you're exactly the kind of person they want.
Yes, yes.
Because you're 11.
I reckon this will all get played back at one point. Do you reckon, Scott?
Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
be one of those situations.
This is when I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went on Radio 1.
Yeah, they'll play this back in years to come. Like, and then here's his first appearance on Radio 1 when you're doing the breakfast show.
Toby, whose job are you after?
I'm probably after the breakfast show, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, aim reach for the stars, you know?
Yeah, but it would be good, yeah.
Go for the biggest show.
Maybe your slot.
All right, no. Okay, well, we're going to have to leave this soon, Toby.
You're awesome.
Meantime, is it true or not that Adele has got song lyrics written onto confetti?
I'm going to go with no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Woo!
No. Not true. She didn't really demand that her lyrics were handwritten on each and every single piece of confetti, although... the confetti was printed with her lyrics, so no one had to write them all out by hand. The producer's just handed me some confetti. Is this from the actual Adele gig? Oh, look. It looks like it's handwritten, but it can't be.
I like that he brought it back with him, like some kind of memento.
There's many fancy things you can do with font nowadays.
Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, it's quite cool confetti, actually. At the end of that round of Real or No Real today...
Well, Toby, you rightfully have won. You got 20, I got 10, but you're a legend.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you. Have a good weekend, Toby. Thanks for being on.
I will. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Want some more stuff like this? Tune into Radio 1, 1 p.m. on Monday, or download this podcast.